The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. With locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton Green, Davenport, and New Hartford, Catskill Shed is close by no matter where you call home and loves to support our local athletes. Right now, Catskill Shed is offering special pricing on a 10 by 14 lofted barn with 29-gauge metal roofing, including a 30-year warranty on the roof, built from water-sealed quality lumber. This shed has a lifetime warranty against termites and fungal decay. No New York State permit is required. Stock and ready for free delivery and set up by our expert driver. Just $2,740 to buy today or finance it for only $126.85 a month plus tax. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005. For special pricing, find Catskill Shed Company on Facebook.
This great deal on this backyard outfitter's shed won't last long. Call Catskill Shed today.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you here. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 85 years. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And at the halftime break, it's Tioga 38 and Sydney 6. We'll talk about the game in just a minute, but Tim, I think both of us want to talk about the Tioga kicker here, Tanner Folk. Tioga not afraid to go for an extra point. He kicked a 36-yarder at the end of the half, but he's out here before either team is back out from the halftime break, and he's kicking field goals from all over the place.
Yeah, he is. He's just kicked a couple that were 42-ish, somewhere in that area, and right now we're watching him, and he's going for a 52-yarder. He just missed his first one from here, but it was just wide left. He's got the distance. He kind of missed that one, but I'll tell you what, this kid is an impressive weapon if he can do this.
Boy, using every opportunity here on this great turf field tonight at Sydney to practice, I would assume. So just an unbelievable kicker here who we didn't see last week because we heard he was hurt. That would explain why he wasn't at kicking against Harpersville Afton. And again, he's trying these long ones.
Telling you, that's 52 yards, and he's making them. I mean, it's just amazing to see a high school kid doing this.
So 38-6 at the half, Tioga leading Sydney. If you're just joining us, folks, yes, Jesse Manuel, three touchdowns in the first half. He scored on the first play of the game that Tioga had. I think the score is a little misleading because I do feel like Sydney played a better first half than that. They had some long drives that then ended in a couple of costly turnovers, some penalties. We have the Dawson back as touchdown. He also had a second one that was called back. So you look at some of those things. We talked about it. You have to play a pretty perfect game against Tioga, and first half just not that for the Warriors.
Yeah, they definitely made some mistakes, and, you know, we said it a lot in the first half, and I'll try to only say it one more time, but it's momentum killers. You know, you're out there, you're moving the ball well, you have a fumbled snap or you have a penalty or whatever it is that happens, and that just takes all the momentum away from your team. So you know what? The Warriors are doing so much better than you think they are tonight, but the thing is they've got to limit those mistakes.
A look at the out-of-town scoreboard here, folks. Harpersville Afton is at a division game tonight out in Candor. If you don't know where Candor is, it's out. You go to Owego off of 17, and then you start driving up. So it's a long drive for sure. But they lead 22-6, I believe, was the halftime score there. 22-6, Harpersville Afton over Candor. And then out at Deposit Hancock tonight, BG trailing the Eagles 22-0. We know Ronnie Ballard with a touchdown there. So again, the Eagles continue to roll, and it looks like they could easily get through the regular season undefeated.
Yeah, they definitely have the whole package. That Deposit Hancock team is just absolutely phenomenal to watch, and they're fun. You can tell the kids love the game, and they're just going to go a long ways in this year's sectionals and the playoffs coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Both teams taking the field here, and boy, you look at Class D in Section 4. Of course, in, Division 6, it's going to be, it looks like, Deposit Hancock and Walton, perhaps, the top two teams. So that's great to see. Then in the other division, you got Harpersville-Afton, who you know is a good team. You got Tioga. The playoff sectionals could just be a dogfight. When you think of Tioga versus Walton, or Tioga versus especially Deposit Hancock, that, in my mind, would be a fantastic sectional final.
Yeah, we definitely talked about that the other day when we were down in Harpersville, was would those two teams, being Tioga Tigers and the Deposit Hancock Eagles?
Eagles,
yeah. The Eagles, would they meet up in the section final? What a final that would be. I mean, it would just be absolutely amazing.
You look at the weapons both sides have. You mentioned Tioga gets the ball, Zwerline, Manuel. Deposit Hancock gets the ball. You got the Hall kid as well as Ronnie Ballard. Weapons everywhere. It could just be a scoring fest. But what would be really interesting is what team steps up on defense in a situation like that. That's for sure. But, you just never know. We look at Walton last year, undefeated through the regular season. They're the one seed. They play the 8-seed Seton in the first game and get knocked off. So you just never know. We like to talk about these things before they happen, but wow, you never know once sectionals hits.
Yeah, and the thing is once you get to that point, you really have to look at it as, you know what, we have our bad game this day, we may not be playing next week, and that's the thing, you can't do that at that point. So when you get to that level, you really need to make sure that you're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, it's look at Walton, like we just said last year, great season, undefeated, losing the first round of the playoffs, and your season's pretty much done. You might get that extra game. Look at Walton last year. They went over and beat Oneana and just kind of a game after that for fun. So, boy, you just never know. But anyways, both teams coming back out onto the field here, warming up. We'll take one last quick break. We'll start the second half in just a couple of minutes. This was our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, the score at the half, Tioga leads Sydney 38-6. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Getting set for the start of the second half here between Sydney and Tioga. 38-6 is the score. Tioga ahead of Sydney. Boy, Tim, it's really turned into a nice night for football here. We had a lot of rain today around the Sydney area, but again, this new turf field holds up so, so well, and it's supposed to be great weather for football tomorrow as well. We'll have Unitego and Delhi at 1:30.
Yeah, that'll be a good game as well. You know, I mean, we're going to be up there in Delhi and on the hill,
on
as
the
they
hill.
Call it, on the hill, and have a good spot to watch a nice, you know, good old Southeast rivals from many, many years ago, Delhi and Unitigo. So it'll be an interesting game.
It's been great to spend so much time over at Delhi this year. They've been very welcoming to us. We've covered a lot of soccer and football for them this year. We've done two football games over there. This will be our third, and their girls' soccer team has made the MAC championship. We'll have live updates for that next Thursday as they battle Unadilla Valley for the MAC crown. And their boys' team is very good as well and should have a nice chance at perhaps the MAC title for Delhi soccer as well. So good fall athletics, and of course we know their basketball teams are going to be strong again this year. So things are looking up at Delhi right now, that's for sure. And we'll be there tomorrow for, again, a nice battle. As you said, both teams hungry for that win to try to keep the playoff hopes alive.
Yeah, definitely. And I was just going to say, just because we're getting ready for the second half kickoff, the Warriors are kicking off to that high-powered offense on the other side of the field. So the defense could really come up big here. That'd be a real nice personal victory for them, not letting them score. And, you know, maybe they can get the ball back and get a quick touchdown on the board for them.
So Tioga will get the ball to start the second half here. And this will be, just another look at this high-powered offense here. As, again, we'll start the second half with Tioga leading Sydney 38-6. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. We know we have our listeners all over the country here tonight listening. And now the short kickoff is fielded by the Tigers. A little bit of a bobble there, but they'll fall on it, and they'll start going right to left here. In the second half, they'll start their own 38. And let's see. Tioga in the white uniforms, if you can picture. We've said it a few times, the Michigan Wolverines, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue and the gold helmet, and Sydney in the all maroon here tonight with the white trim. I had a listener text me and said, "You're not telling us what color the socks are, Nate." So I need to know what color the socks are. So folks, today's crazy world, these kids wear all different colored socks. Tioga, mostly navy blue. Sydney, we got a little white, we got a little green out there, some maroon, all mixed in. So lots of colorful socks here tonight.
And throwing in some pink sleeves for cancer for October for breast cancer.
Yeah, very, very good there. Both teams having a little bit of that. So Jesse Manuel on first down will cut one up the middle and into Sydney territory. First down and more. He's going to pick up about 15 here, Tim.
Yeah, real nice run to start off again. You know, the guy is just amazing. He's just so hard to find inside the line, and, you know, he makes you miss, and then he's gone.
So this will be a first down here for the Tioga Tigers. Ball is at the 45. They go right to left. They're immediately into Sydney territory here, and we'll see if they take a page out of the Walton book and use some clock here in the second half. 38-6 the score. Tioga leading Sydney. First and 10. They'll throw it to the far side. And a catch here, I believe, by Klausner. About a 5-yard pickup. Catches it at the 40 before being brought down.
Yep, nice little play. Little hitch pass to Klausner. And, again, not the biggest target out there. But I'll tell you what a heart.
Yeah, 5'5". We know he's a tremendous athlete, really come into his own. It's a sophomore year and a heck of a basketball player as well for the Tigers. We'll have to keep an eye on him in the wintertime. 10:55 to go, third quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 38-6. The handoff to Zwerlein. No, it's the keeper to the far side. No, actually, Zwerlein still has it, folks. To the right side, looks like he'll pick up the first down. Boy, they fooled me a few times here tonight.
Yep, that's definitely I was fooled, too, because I was watching Hutchinson go around the end with the ball, and then, nope, it was Zwerlein for another first down.
Looked like maybe they were going to run that little option pitch there to Manuel, but Zwerlein, and he runs hard if he's got the ball or not, it seems, and he picks up a first down. So Tioga now in Sydney territory in the 33 of first and 10. So here's the snap, and they'll throw out to Klausner on the far side, and he'll bobble that one, so it'll be a loss on the play here for the Tigers.
Yep, and we talked about it earlier when they actually do that. It's a backwards pass. It's a live ball, and you know, they don't, even though he didn't catch it, it's still a fumble live ball. So
that was
that's
nice why job.
Real nice job to keep control of it, but
because you could easily let that fall to the turf and not know, but Klausner fell right on it and wrapped it up. So 10 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Tioga leads 38-6. To seven, a second and 17. They hand off now to Jesse Manuel. He hits the hole and gets about 3 yards here, so this will be a third and long. So saw him do that a couple times last week against Harpersville in those second longs, and he was able to pick up the first down.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're talking about a different night, though, because even though he's got better footing, so doesn't the defense. So, you know, last week it was a disadvantage to the defense because he knows where he's going to go and the defense doesn't.
Natural field, and it was wet and muddy last week at Harpersville Afton in that 36-14 win for Tioga over the Hornets. So here's Hutchinson on 3rd and 14, rolls to his right. He's at the 45. He throws kind of a lame duck, almost caught there by Klausner, but knocked down to the turf. Nice job by Backus in coverage there for Sydney.
Hutchinson did a really nice job to get that ball off. He was getting harassed by two of the Warriors linemen on that play and got the ball away and actually almost completed the pass. It would have been short for the first down, but it was a good play by Hutchinson to get the play or the pass off.
4th and 14 now for Tioga. 9:15 to go here, third quarter. The Tigers lead Sydney 38-6. And let's see, it looks like they might go for it here, and they will on the 4th and 14. They're in Sydney territory. So here is the snap. And Hutchinson will roll to his right. He's at the 45. He throws. This one is complete, but short of the first down on that far side. We'll see who gets the reception here for the Tigers. But good coverage by Sydney, and they'll hold on the 4th and 14. Looks like they went over to Klausner again.
Yep, nice play by the defense of the Warriors. Got a little aided help there on the fumble by the loss of yardage for Tioga, but now the Warriors' first possession of the second half.
That was Mitch Taylor on the catch there and not Klausner for the Tigers. So now Sydney will get the ball back with 9:07 to go in this third quarter. Tioga leads 38-6. Warriors with their first possession of the second half. They go right back to what worked in the first. That's Dawson Backus drives the pile forward for a gain of about 3 yards. The Warriors going left to right now.
That was really nice run by Dawson. He actually was carrying a couple of the big linemen from Tioga on his back for a couple extra yards on the play.
So the clock continuing to move down to 8:40 to go, third quarter. The Tigers on top of Sydney, 38-6, under the lights here at Sydney's Alumni Field. And the throw on first down is a little short here, looking for Ethan Finch. And maybe tipped at the line there a little bit as Tioga throwing the hands up there on the D-line.
Yep, that's what they teach them. You know, if you're not going to get to the quarterback, just get your hands up in the passing lane and maybe you get a tip.
So this will bring up second and, actually no, this is going to be a third down situation here for Sydney. And so here is Smith looking over to the sideline now on this third down. Waiting for the snap here for the Warriors. Smith drops back, and he's flushed out in the pocket, and he's brought down here by Zach Blada for the Tigers, so the defense holding strong here for Tioga.
Second time they've sent a blitz on that side and have gotten to Darren Smith, and great big play by Blada.
So 8:15 to go here, third quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 38-6. This will bring up a fourth down situation here, and it looks like the Warriors will opt to punt it away.
Yeah, it looks like they are lining up in punt formation here.
So we'll see what the Warriors decide to do here. There's a little motion in the backfield. Here's Finch back into the punting position. See if maybe there's some trickery here, but Finch has just got to punt it away. It's blocked there by Blada into the end zone, and the Tigers will fall on it, and a touchdown here for the Tioga Tigers off a blocked punt by Zach Blada.
Yep. Kind of a tough snap to handle, and definitely gave the Mr. Blada a little time to get to Ethan Finch. Got his hands up, got the ball, and then made a nice little recovery in the end zone for the 6.
Blada made the sack that had to force Sydney to punt, and then he gets through to block the punt. Finch really had nowhere to go.
Nope, not at all.
So Tioga leads 44-6 with 7:41 to go in this third quarter. And it looks like they'll line up for the extra point here with the kicker, Tanner Folk, who we saw kicking some absolute bombs there at halftime.
I don't think we have to worry about this one being short.
And so we'll wait for the snap here for Tioga. It's down, it's clean, and this one is up and through for Folk. And so Tioga increases their lead to 45-6, 7:41 to go third quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7:40 to go, third quarter, and Tioga has a 45-6 lead over the Sydney Warriors, and Tioga will kick off. Warriors going left to right here in this third quarter after a blocked punt goes for a touchdown for the Tigers. They've done it a variety of ways here tonight, Tim.
Yes, they absolutely have. Manuel, Zwerlein, Klausner, everybody just getting a little bit of action and the ability to put the we got to remember that lineman, defensive lineman.
Yes.
He had a little
recovered the fumble and ran
fumble
it in
for a touchdown. So
just another look at the out of town scoreboard. 26-6 now. Harpersville Afton leading Candor on the road in the division there. So the Hornets looking good there, and Deposit Hancock now leading BG 36-0. So some other big score games out there tonight. Our score here, Tioga 45 and Sydney 6 with 7:40 to go third quarter.
That was definitely the shortest kick that Tioga has done tonight and actually was fielded and caught by number 72, Mr. Tiska from the Sydney Warriors.
So 45-6 the score. Again, those out-of-town scores. Thank you to everybody letting us know about those throughout the night. So Deposit Hancock with a lead as well as Harpersville Afton. And here's Dawson Backus for Sydney to the 40 before being chopped down on the knee there up to the 43. Nice little run. I tell you, Backus has had a great night here tonight for Sydney.
He's definitely been the feature runner tonight. I mean, I don't know of too many other guys that have Sickler's had the ball a couple of times, but other than Backus, it's been the air show from Darren Smith.
So 7.5 to go, third quarter. The Tigers leading 45-6. And again, we've talked about it a few times tonight. Sydney has moved the ball and done a nice job. But just a couple of costly mistakes. Again, the fumble that went for the touchdown, the block punt that went for the touchdown, a couple of interceptions. It's been a tough night. So they'll hand off to Backus here. He's wrapped up in the backfield. Great coverage there by the Tigers, breaking through the line. And this will be a second down at about 13 now with 7 minutes to go, third quarter.
And Backus really did not have a chance on that play because as soon as he got the ball from Darren Smith, he was wrapped up by one of the white Tiger offensive linemen.
We'll see if Sydney goes back to passing a little more. Early in the contest, looked like they were ready and willing to take some shots downfield, and since then it has been more of the running show with Backus. Here's a throw on 2nd and 10, and this one off the fingertips there of Nate Vibbard would have been good for about 5 yards, but the catch not made.
Yep, it was a good throw. Nate was, the ball was dislodged by number 7 from the Tioga Tigers with a nice hit at the perfect time. Ball, then the hit.
Well,
perfect time.
We've seen a lot of number 7. Jesse Manuel tonight plays both sides of the ball, along with Zwerlein and a couple of other guys here, Klausner. So certainly a dynamic team here for Tioga. So 6.5 to go, third quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 45-6 under the lights at Alumni Field. So Sydney now on this 3rd and 12. Checks the wristband for the play. Darren Smith drops back, flick of the wrist, and he finds Hoskins far side and just over the outstretched hands there of Alex Hoskins, who is still, I believe, without a catch tonight, Tim.
Yeah, I think you're right, and that was just out of his reach because he has such a long frame of his body. Like we said, 6'3", his arms are really long and everything. His hands are, you know, huge. You know, he's a good athlete, you know, so he has a lot of ability to get to that ball.
Several 100-yard catches this year, passing games for Mr. Hoskins, as well as a great basketball player, great baseball player as well here for the Warriors. So Sydney's going to have to punt it away with 6:25 to go third quarter. Tioga leading 45-6. And here is Finch looking to get the punt off. It's a low one, and it bounces at about the 40 down to the 30-yard line. Takes a Warriors roll down to the 26, and that's where Tioga will start here. Deep in this third quarter, 6:14 to go. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting along with me here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. You can listen live anywhere. You can also listen back in our game audio archive to any game we've done in the past, courtesy of SFCU.
Last punt was just exactly the same as the one early in the first half. Low runner. I mean, it was like just cleared over the line and just ran out about 25 yards after it hit the ground.
So here is Tioga on first and 10, going right to left, and they'll hand off to Manuel. He hits the hole back up to the 30, 35, 40, 45, gets the big Sydney S at midfield before being brought down, and the Section 4 all-time leader in rushing yards. You can see why he does that and why he has that record. He's brought down at midfield.
Yeah, that was a really nice run. He actually was setting up blocks that weren't even there, but he was setting up the Warriors to be fooled, because what he was doing, he was running towards them, and then at the last minute he would cut away as they were broke down ready to make the tackle.
So just another update from out of town. Harpersville Afton at Cander tonight, leading 28-6 at the end of the third quarter. So the Hornets trying to move to 5-1. Flag on the play here, the handoff to Zwerline for Tioga, and this one will go against the Tigers.
Yep, false start against Tioga Tigers. So it'll be first down and 15.
You know, we saw the Tigers take a lot of penalties last week when they were at Harpersville Afton. Tonight, I'd say that's only the second penalty they've had.
Yeah.
Much more disciplined, it seems, here tonight against Sydney.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, last week, like I said, they had just come off of a loss the week before to Newark Valley, and they were very fired up and everything, so that could have made them have a lot more penalties.
5.5 to go here, third quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 45-6. On first and 15, they'll hit the hole hard with Zwerline once again. Maybe a pickup of 3 or 4 here for the Tigers.
So it'll be second down and 14, maybe?
Yeah, this is going to be about a second and 14 as we come up on 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Sydney defense trying to hold strong to get the ball back here once again. So the Tigers setting up with just the wide receiver, one on the right, one on the left. Manuel's in the backfield as well as Zwerline. They'll hand off to Manuel. Cuts across midfield, stiff arms, and still on his feet here for Tioga. To the 30, 25, 20, down to the 15. Manuel, a little stutter step, driving forward, but brought down at the 5-yard line. Just about a 50-yard pickup there for Jesse Manuel.
Yeah, and he actually was looking at going out of bounds right at the last minute. He came back into the field of play, and the Warriors were there to make the tackle and save the touchdown.
You have to think, when he's done at the end of this year, he's going to have a huge chunk of yards for the Section 4 all-time rushing record. When do you think another kid could come along that could touch a record like that? Unbelievable.
You never know.
4:35 to go here, third quarter. Tioga 45, Sydney 6. Tioga has the ball. It's a first and 7 now. They're inside the Sydney 10-yard line, going right to left. They'll hand off to the outside and cutting back towards the end zone, and brought down at the 1-yard line here is Skyler Jorgensen. So some of the other guys hopping into the act now for the Tioga Tigers.
Right. That was easy to tell last week because they were completely clean jerseys and stuff, and it was stuck out. We could up here tonight, you can't really tell because this field is just held up immaculately.
4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Tioga knocking on the door once again, as some of the younger guys on this big roster, as we talked about for Tioga, a lot of subs, a lot of reserves to go with, are getting some time. So a handoff here, we'll see. This looks like it's right down to the goal line once again. It should be second and inches now for the Tigers. Looks like Mitch Taylor has come in to QB here. That's Connor Hutchison. Jesse Manuel, Zwerline, some of those guys might be done for the evening, heading over to the sideline. I'll have to keep an eye on that.
Save him for another day.
So here's Mitch Taylor under center with 3:20 to go, third quarter. Taylor will hand off, and through the middle of the pile there will be Trey Floyd, and a touchdown here for Tioga, adding to the lead. They now lead 51-6 with 3:14 to go here in this third quarter. Nice touchdown there. So looks like Floyd or perhaps Justin Rockwell might have had the touchdown for Tioga.
Yeah, Justin had a nice little hole for him there, and he finished it off with a 6-point touchdown run.
And so the extra point attempt coming here for the Tigers. Once again, they have a heck of a kicker here in Tanner Folk, who we didn't see last week, was out with an injury. Here's the snap. It's clean up and through the uprights once again, And so a 52-6 lead with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Tioga leading Sydney. We'll step away for 30 seconds. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 3:14 to go, third quarter. Here under the lights at Sydney's Alumni Field, Tioga leads Sydney 52-6. It's homecoming night here tonight at Sydney as they had field hockey earlier and now football tonight on the turf field under the lights at Sydney High School. Tioga kicking off, and this one will be fielded by the Warriors. A fair catch, and the Warriors will start at the 25-yard line, and they'll see if they can get anything going here on the offensive side of the ball.
Second time that number 72, Brian Tiskas, has received the kickoff, and that one was really impressive because he used nothing but his hands on that. Reached up above his head and grabbed it with his hands.
Nice to know you have some of those guys who are in your kick coverage team that can make that catch, because sometimes in high school football you never know where that kickoff's going to go.
Exactly, and you know, in that position where he is, he's one of the first blockers, you know, for the kickoff returner Finch, and you know, you don't expect them to get the ball.
52-6, Tioga on top of Sydney, deep here in this third quarter. Here's Darren Smith, throws out to Finch. Finch lost it, and it's intercepted off the hands of Finch and brought down here by Tioga's Jake Lewis, and just some of those bad bounces continue tonight here for Sydney.
Yeah, Lewis was in the right place at the right time. The ball just had come off of Finch's hand. He hit the ball, tipped it up in the air, and Lewis got it.
So Finch, you know, trying to make a play there. He's quick on the outside when he gets the ball, and just off his fingertips and in perfect position there for Tioga's Jake Lewis to make the catch. So it looks like the TV crew here is now catching some highlights from tonight's game, getting a nice shot of the Sydney youth cheerleaders down on the side. So always nice when WBNG's in town, get some of those highlights for the evening news, that's for sure. 3:13 to go, third quarter. And now Tioga will take over, going right to left. They'll have the ball on the Sydney 28-yard line, and now a little break here from the Zebra crew. Let's see, looks like a timeout on the field taken by Tioga. I want to take this opportunity. We'll keep it right here on CDO as Tioga leads 52-6. If you're around this weekend, on Sunday the 11th, the fourth annual 5K Run, Walk, and Kids Fun Run up at Unitego. It's the Sprinting for Spartans Run up at Unitego High School right on Route 7 near Otego. Race start time is 10 a.m. Entry fee is $15 for the 5K, $5 for the Kid Fun Run. A lot of great activities up there. All this will go help the Unitego Booster Club up there. So if you have a chance, go up on Sunday. It's the fourth annual 5K Run, Walk, Kids Fun Run. There's something for everybody in the family if you want to head up the Sprinting for Spartans 5K to help out the Unitego Spartans.
Nate, are you running in that? Because or is that too short for the distance for you?
No, I won't be running, and I've wanted to go over to that one for a couple of years, but I'll be out of town on Sunday. Otherwise, I would definitely be there to support the Spartans, as we'll be seeing them tomorrow here on CDO. As they take on Delhi, we'll have that game at 1:30. So on 1st and 10 here for Tioga, a run to the right side, but nowhere to be found, no room to be found there against that Warriors defense.
Yeah, and it's definitely the second and third string kids in there now, because there's a lot of smaller people.
A lot of smaller people, a lot of new numbers out there,
yep,
for Tioga.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes it has to be hard, I'm sure, to decide if you have a lead. How long do you keep your guys in there? You don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yep.
So this is a good point for these Tioga kids to come in and get some opportunities here. And now a nice tackle on 2nd and 9. Alex Hoskins leading the charge there as Tioga tried to run to the left side, I believe with Scott Franks there, the new running back here for the Tigers.
Yeah, Franks came out, looked like he was going to get a couple yards, but Alex closed on him real quick and made a real nice tackle in the open field.
Boy, what great game experience, though, for some of your sophomores coming up through the ranks to get in the regular season and kind of get their feet wet a little bit here for Tioga.
And these kids are probably the first time they've ever been on turf.
Yes, very true. 3rd and 9 now for the Tigers with 1:55 to go, third quarter. A little pitch out to the far side. Ball is loose on the turf. Tigers will cover it back up. The little pitch to the far side couldn't be handled there for the Tigers, as that was Nick Sargent with the fumble, but he was able to cover it up for a loss, and now we'll see if Tioga decides to punt it away.
They were actually running the option to the right side, and the pitch was just a little bit too high. Nice play by the young man, though, because he just fell on the ball, didn't try to pick it up, and, you know, could have got worse.
Sometimes you take it for granted how easy Zwerlein, Manuel, and, of course, the Tioga quarterback Hutchinson make it look. Punted away here by Tioga, and this one will take a Sydney bounce back up to about the 18-yard line. So the Warriors will take over with 1:10 to go third quarter, and they trail Tioga 52-6. Here tonight under the lights at Sydney High School.
And we saw this last week. Remember, we kept wondering why they called that timeout, and it was to put the others in. And it came, and you asked me the question, you know, when do you take those guys out and so on and so forth. You know, that is a tough decision for a coach because you don't want them to get hurt for the rest of the season, obviously, but you also want to make sure you're doing the things that you came to do.
So 1:09 to go, third quarter. Sydney with the ball. They throw it to Finch on the far side. Nice catch here up to the 20 and dragging some Tigers defenders up to the 23. So Ethan Finch gets a nice little gain there for the Warriors.
Yep, a little swing pass out to Ethan all by himself, and nice little run, gained about 5.
Game clock still ticking down here to about 45 seconds to go. 2nd and 4 for Sydney as they go left to right in the maroon and white uniforms here tonight. Here's Smith, the handoff to Backus, and he is able to stiff arm a tackler and get right up to near the first down mark. It's going to depend on the spot here. Clock ticking down to 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Tioga leading Sydney 52-6.
Just shy of the first down was Backus on that play, so it's 3rd and 1 for the Warriors.
Looks like Sydney will be able to get off one last play here in the third quarter and maybe pick up this first down. Smith is in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Throws out to Finch. This one's just a little low. He lost it in the turf. Clock still ticking down to 10 seconds, and it's going to be a 4th and 1 here for Sydney with 9 seconds as the clock stops here for the Warriors.
You would think at this point they're going to go for it. You know, it's just something to work on for the next game.
And Darren Smith, again, maybe a couple mistakes tonight, maybe the confidence. A little tough there because that's a throw 9 times out of 10 I think he makes.
Yeah, it's definitely a throw that you'd normally see him complete. Just a little underthrown on that play.
And so here is Smith on 4th and 1 for Sydney. He hands it off and driving his way forward. Here is Backus. We'll see if he gets the first down. It's going to be close. Might be a little short with 3 seconds to go third quarter.
Yeah, again, like I said, they definitely did not have... Dawson, that was all effort to get the first down because
did get it.
He definitely got hit early in the backfield and just kept his legs moving.
End of the third quarter, Tioga leads Sydney 52-6. Thanks for joining us here on CDL. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter under the lights here at Sydney's Alumni Field. Tim, the umbrella is coming out here. There's a little mist starting to come down in Sydney.
Yeah, it's definitely starting to drizzle a little bit here, and I'm glad we are where we are inside this nice little press box.
Just want to mention here also, was mentioning the Sox before. The Sydney Teal Sox, purchased by the Gridiron Club for ovarian cancer awareness. So some of those nice-looking socks out there for Sydney tonight, bought by the Sydney Gridiron Club. So thank you to the Gridiron Club, and great to see. We talked about the pink before for cancer awareness here in October, so that's great to see. And here's a great run for Sydney. Shane Sickler to the far side, dragging tacklers forward. He gets the midfield. This is going to be about a 25-yard pickup here for Sickler.
Yeah, and again, there's another little guy out there. It's kind of the same size as Emmanuel, and pretty quick. You know, he does make a lot of quick moves and gets away from tacklers, and he had a real nice run right there.
11:20 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 52-6 as the Warriors have it at midfield. And now they'll snap, hand it off to Sickler. Ball's on the turf. Let's see who falls on it. Zebra Crew's going to have the last word on this one. Not sure who has it. Looks like Tioga's going to come out of the bottom of the pile here, possibly with this ball.
It does look like it's a turnover, and Tioga is coming out for their first possession of the fourth quarter.
So just a fumble on the play there again after Sydney gets a nice advance up to midfield, mm-hmm. and some of these Tioga reserves that are in the game now are feisty, got right in there and fell onto the turf there to pick one up. So a great play there by Tioga with the clock running down to 10:50. To go here in this fourth quarter, Tioga leading Sydney 52-6. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Tioga with the ball now going left to right. They'll start right on the big Sydney S at midfield. And here's the snap. They'll pitch out to the far side. And the Tigers getting the ball up to the 50 and out of the 45, still on his feet, knocked out of bounds at about the 40-yard line here. Again, this is Skyler Jorgensen with a nice run. His Manuel Zorline, some of those guys, I believe, probably on the sideline, resting up for the rest of the night, and some of these reserves are now in for the Tioga Tigers.
Nice little option play right there. They actually went back to that play that they fumbled earlier and lost, turned it over on downs.
Final score tonight, Deposit Hancock defeating Bainbridge Guilford 36-0. So another two shutouts in a row now for the Eagles as they shut out Unitego last week as well.
Showing they have some defense.
So here are the Tigers now on a first and 10. Ball is on the 37, handoff to the far side, and they'll pick up about three on the play here, again with Jorgensen.
Jorgensen's pretty quick. He's hitting the hole really, really hard and fast right off the bat, and he's a little shifty runner.
This is going to bring up second and four here for Tioga. 9.5 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 52-6. You have to wonder, too, some of these kids on the sideline wanting to prove themselves for the next generation of Tioga Tiger football.
Absolutely. This is their time in the spotlight.
Tioga comes in tonight 4-1. They have one game left in their schedule, home against Oxford and Nick Neer next week. That'll be a great matchup between the Blackhawks and the Tigers. So a little run to the left side, a pickup of about three here as Mitch Taylor gets to the outside there for the Tigers.
Yeah, Mitch Taylor was doing the option look there and decided he's going to call his own number and got a nice little gain there.
And so this will bring up a third and two for Tioga, 8:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tioga leads 52-6. Stay tuned for our postgame show, folks. We'll have our awards brought to you by Echo Brands, NBT Bank, as well as the catalog outlet for our offense, defense, and all-purpose award winners tonight. And so the handoff here for the Tigers, driving forward, but it looks like a nice tackle made there by Will Moore. And we'll see if the Tigers get the first down or not. Justin Rockwell with the ball carrying duties there for the Tigers. And looks like it's going to be a little short here. So this should bring up 4th and 1, 8:15 to go here, Tim.
Yeah, and it looks like they're bringing Mr. Folk out to try a long field goal.
Boy, we saw him at halftime working on his field goals. Of course, he kicked a 36-yarder to end the first half.
Be 45.
45-yarder attempt here for Tioga. And here's the hold. It's down, and this one, it looks like it's going to be short as Sydney had some good pressure coming in. So the field goal is short, but boy, if he has enough time on the snap, is good. He's definitely got the boot to get it there.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the field goal. You know, you got to have the snap, you got to have the hold, and then they execute the kick. There's three parts of it that have to be on the money every time, and if there's any break in any of it, it's going to be a tough one to convert.
So Tanner Folk just a couple of yards short there on that field goal attempt. Sydney will take over, and they'll go right to left here, and they're in the maroon and white here tonight, as they will take over on about their own 28-yard line here with 7:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Tioga leads 52-6. Checking the play, the play clock's down to 15 here for Darren Smith, freshman quarterback for the Warriors. Here's the snap. They'll hand off the back as he's been very effective tonight, but not on this play. Brought down in the backfield as some of the Tigers breaking through. Scott Franks with the tackle here for Tioga.
Nice play by that young man. He just got rid of his blocker and just went right to the runner and tackled Backus for a four-yard loss.
So Sydney looking to get some things going here deep in this fourth quarter. Two wide receivers to the left and one to the right. We got Hoskins on the left as well. Maybe use some of that height of his on the outside if they want to take a chance. Here on second and 13. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga leads 52-6. They're showing some blitz up the middle. They'll hand off to Backus to the left side. Cuts back, maybe gets to the line of scrimmage. But boy, these reserves are hungry here tonight for the Tigers.
Yes, they are. They're doing a really nice job. They're actually coming out, and they're now we have some yellow flags on the play here.
So we'll see what the call is here by the officiating crew. Looks like it could be going against Sydney. We'll see. Some of the Sydney captains having a quick word with one of the officials. And we'll see what the call is. Don't forget tomorrow, folks, we'll have football here on CDO at 1:30, as we'll have Unitigo at Delhi. So join us then, and we'll see what the call is here between Sydney and Tioga.
Offsetting penalties, one on the Warriors and one also on the Tioga Tigers, so replay the down.
Maybe some extracurriculars there after the whistle, perhaps, as has to be a frustrating night here for Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
As, again, we say they've had some mistakes. They've had, you know, blocked punt, fumble, interception, but when they have had some nice drives, they've moved the ball well. Of course, the touchdown called back as well. So here is Smith throwing out to the far side. Can't get this one to Vibbert as it falls a couple of yards short. As 6:20 to go here, fourth quarter, this will bring up a third and long here for the Warriors as they trail 52-6 against Tioga.
Yep, just a little bit short on the out. Nate was pretty close to the ball, but just couldn't quite get it.
So this will be a third and 13 with 6:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. Under the lights, looks like some of this misting rain has left us here after it rained pretty much all day here in Sydney, but the new turf field does a great job just draining that water right off. And here's Smith on the third and 13 trying to go for Hoskins at midfield. Jump ball just off his hands, knocked down to the turf. Good coverage there by Nick Sargent as Sydney's taken a couple of deep shots with Hoskins tonight, just hasn't been able to pull one in.
Yeah, and that's because they're in such good defensive position. I mean, most of the night it was Klostner on Hoskins and giving up the height advantage, and I think this young man, number 25, has given up a little bit more height disadvantage.
And we've seen what Alex Hoskins can do as Sydney now will punt away. We saw him, you know, week two against Unitigo just run all over the place against, you know, some smaller safeties. So he's very capable of doing that. So hats off to the Tioga defense for wrapping him up for a few big plays tonight. And we'll see if Sydney can get this punt away clean. They will, with Ethan Finch takes a Sydney bounce at midfield at the 50 down to the 40, rolls all the way down to the 33, the 32-yard line. That's where Tioga will take over with 5:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Tioga leads 52-6 on the road here against Sydney.
Finch is definitely getting some work tonight. I've seen different types of styles of punts today. Some of them been booming high punts,
that's,
and then
sure,
there's been some that are pretty low and just run out for 15, 20 extra yards.
And the rain is coming back down now at Sydney as the umbrellas pop back out. Of course, we had that runaway umbrella blow across the field back,
yep,
in the first quarter. Almost
decapitated,
yeah,
Coach Matthews.
Very close there to the Sydney coaching staff. Supposed to be great weather tomorrow again for Unitigo and Delhi, and great weather the rest of the weekend, folks. So make sure you get out and enjoy some of this fall weather. And we'll have Unitigo at Delhi at 1:30 tomorrow. So here is a run here for Tioga, and getting the midfield, here is Sargent down the right side. He's at the 20 to the 15 to the 10 before being roped down by Mike Manzer. And boy, the stable of running backs continues here, as that's Nick Sargent, the junior, breaking through the Sydney line for the Tigers.
just going to give a heck of a lot of props to Mike Manzer on that. I mean, that kid just chased that kid down for probably 30 yards before he could tackle him, but he never gave up. He wasn't going to let him score.
Sergeant, 5'6", 120 pounds, and some real foot speed, that's for sure. It looked like he was headed for six, but Manzer, a great play for Sidney to chase him down. So the game clock's still running. We're under 5 minutes to go now, 4:55 to be exact. Tioga leads Sidney 52-6. Again, the one final score we have so far tonight is that Deposit Hancock defeated Bainbridge Guilford 36-0. As now Tioga tries a play in the backfield, brought down for a loss.
Yeah, and it looks like it was a fumble on the play, and the Warriors did recover. So the Sidney Warriors will take back over first and 10 on about the 18.
So a just looks like a little bit of a, you know, kind of a missed snap there with this rain coming down. Maybe the ball slipped out, and Sidney able to gather them that one back up. So a nice play there by the Sidney defense. Post-game show coming up as well. We'll have our offense, defense, and all-purpose award. Don't forget that, folks. Brought to you by ACCO Brands, NBT Bank, and also the Catalog Outlet with several stores in the area. Hand off on first down. This one to Backus. He hits the hole hard. Pickup of three or four here for Backus. With 4:15 to go here in this fourth quarter. Actually, looks like Sickler with the run. He had a couple of nice runs there on that last series as well.
Yep, nice little run right there. A little positive gain for Shane.
Sickler wearing number two, the senior here, and had a couple of nice games so far this season as well. As usually we see much more of a 1-2 combo between Backus and Sickler. So here's the handoff again to Sickler to the right side, and now he's brought down. Gain of about two on the play here for the Warriors. This will bring up third and five about here with 3:45 to go in this fourth quarter.
Shane getting what he can and making sure that he's going forward as he's being tackled. Nice job.
So 3:35 to go now with a third and five. Tioga leading Sidney by the score of 52-6. Sidney with the ball in the maroon and the white here tonight. Going right to left, deep in their own territory. They'll hand it off once again to Sickler. Cuts up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Back to the 35, up to the 40, 45. Sickler being tripped up and runs out of bounds right at the 50 at midfield. Nice run by Shane Sickler. Boy, if he gets into the open space, he's really got some moves.
Yeah, he is very very shifty runner, and he does have pretty good speed. So, you know, he gets in that open area, he will make a real good positive gain. Nice job by Shane. Warriors will be first and 10 in the Tioga territory.
3:09 to go, fourth quarter. Sidney moving the ball well here. They trail 52-6. So come up on 3 minutes to go here in this final fourth quarter. Sidney getting the play from the sideline here. Just a tough night tonight for Sidney. Interception, block punt, a fumble, just some things not going the way for the Warriors tonight here on homecoming. Hand off to Sickler. Bounces back to the left side and will pick up about five on the play for the Warriors.
Yep, Shane's doing a nice job. He's actually taken the role over from Backus for the first part of the game, was the workhorse for Sidney, but number two for the Warriors has now become the workhorse.
2.5 to go, fourth quarter, as some of the Tioga starters have been on the sideline for most of this fourth quarter. Jesse Manuel, of course, nice night for him. Three touchdowns. Adams Wehrlein, a nice night. Connor Hutchinson, their quarterback, managing the game well, as he always seems to do. So here's the handoff for Sidney to Sickler. First down and more. He's at the 30 to the 25. Bounces outside to the 20. 15, 10. Sickler trying to stay in. Reaches for the end zone. Did he get it? The official signal is that he was out of bounds at the 5-yard line. But a great individual effort there by Shane Sickler.
Yeah, that was a great effort. And then he kind of ran out of my vision, but I saw him kind of like doing the hopping
maybe
down the sideline, trying to keep his feet in bounds. And then he just lunged for the pylon, but he did step out at about the 5.
Tioga leads Sidney 52-6, but the Warriors knocking on the door here with a nice run by Shane Sickler will give them a 1st and 5 inside the red zone. So Smith with two wide receivers to the left, including Hoskins and Finch, will hand off to Sickler. He goes up the middle, tripped up, but he's right down to the goal line. It'll be a 2nd and inches here for Sidney with a 1:50 to go.
Hopefully he can get this next one, because I would give him the ball just because of all the hard work he's done on this drive.
Had a great drive here, and we'll see if it pays off for a Sidney Warrior touchdown.
Hopefully he's not too tired.
Boy, he's done a lot of hard work on this drive, that's for sure. And he is in the backfield with Quarterback Darren Smith, they'll hand it off to him, and he's up the middle, and a touchdown here for the Warriors. Shane Sickler hits pay dirt there for the Warriors with a minute 20 to go.
Nice job, Shane. Way to go. All the way down that drive, it was the Shane Sickler show.
It was. Nice for the senior on homecoming to get a touchdown like that.
Absolutely.
So a minute 16 to go here in the contest, and Tioga leads 52-12, and we'll see if the Warriors can punch it in for two. Boy, a windy night here as the umbrellas come back out, and you can see them all rippling in front of us here as weather has been certainly interesting during tonight's game. Actually, they're going to go for the extra point here with Mike Manzer. Here's the snap. Manzer with the kick, and this one is up and through. The extra point is good for Mike Manzer in Sydney. So a Shane Sickler touchdown, and then the kick in windy conditions. That's for sure. It's 52-13 now.
Yeah, and like you said, windy is right in his face. I mean, that kick was a real nice kick by Manzer. Good job. He made a real nice touchdown-saving tackle earlier, and then he just added an extra point. Good job, Mike.
You look at the goalposts where he just kicked it through, and the flags at the top are pretty much blowing all over the place.
Yeah,
so
that's probably a three-club wind right there.
So a very nice kick there by Sydney. They trail Tioga 52-13 with a minute 16 to go here in the contest. So it appears that Tioga is going to improve to 5-1, and they will host Oxford in the division game to cap off their season next Friday night. And Newark Valley is the next opponent for Sydney here as well next week, and the last home game in the regular season for the Warriors, who it looks like will fall to 3-3.
Yeah, and they'll be playing the team that beat the team that's their opposite tonight. So,
and that's a division game. Newark Valley is in the same division as Sydney, a Class C school that was trailing Tioga 21-0 and came back on Tioga's home field to win 35-32 2 weeks ago. So the kickoff now is picked up by the Tigers, and they'll start with a minute 14 to go in the contest on the 30-yard line going left to right. So, boy, the wind really picking up here on top of the hill at Sydney High School. It's been a pretty interesting night weather-wise, but the rain really has held off for the most part as it poured for much of the day in Sydney.
It definitely poured early in the afternoon. And like you said, Nate, it is held off for the majority of the game, but it is starting to get a little bit breezy up here, and it is raining again.
Some of the other schools locally that play on just regular grass, a few soccer games even canceled some playoff soccer games today. Postponed until tomorrow, just probably trying to give as much time as they can to some of those local fields to drain off. So we're down to 55 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Tioga with the ball going left to right. They lead 52-13, a handoff, and Sydney wrapping up the Tioga runner in the backfield. Nowhere to go as some of the reserves in now getting a chance to play for both sides.
Yeah, he had absolutely nowhere to go. There was four Warriors in the backfield on that play.
Clock is down to 30 seconds to go. As I've said, folks, stay tuned. Post-game show coming up. We'll wrap this one up. We'll have our offense, defense, and all-purpose award winners. And we'll talk about some other final scores from out of town. Of course, Deposit Hancock winning over BG tonight. Try to get you a final on that Harpersville-Athens at Candor game as well. Last play of the game here, folks, is Tioga runs it to the far side, and the Sydney defense wrapping up the Tioga runner as the clock will tick down to the end of the game. 52-13 is going to be our final score here tonight as Tioga comes on the road and defeats Sydney. A nice win over a Class C school here tonight for Tioga.
Yeah, real nice win for Tioga. And, you know, they're definitely showing the stuff that they have had the last three, 4 years. And you know what? Anybody in the in D division, beware. And hopefully we'll get to see what we've talked about a couple of times. Hopefully we'll get to see the Tioga Tigers versus the Deposit Hancock Eagles in the finals.
Oh, yeah, that would certainly be a lot of fun. We'll see if it shakes out that way or if somebody else in Class D has some upset magic. When we come back, we'll have our awards and the postgame show. Again, the final, Tioga 52 and Sydney 13. We'll be right back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull here on CDO.